In the field of medicine also, it is not sufficient to concentrate just on one specialty. The whole body needs to be considered. In Tibetan medicine, the diagnostic approach is more holistic, taking into consideration interactive systems. Similarly, in economics, if you just go after profit, you end up with corruption. Look at the increasing corruption in many countries. By considering all commercial actions to be morally neutral, we turn a blind eye to exploitation. When, as they say in China, it doesn't make any difference whether a cat is black or white, the result is that a lot of black cats, morally bankrupt people, are creating a lot of problems. Failure to look at the whole picture means realism is lost. The attitude that money alone is sufficient leads to unforeseen consequences. Money is certainly necessary. For instance, if you thought that religious retreat in meditation alone was sufficient, you would not have anything to eat. Many factors have to be considered. With awareness of the fuller picture, your outlook becomes reasonable, and your actions become practical. And in this way, favorable results can be achieved. The chief drawback of afflictive emotions is that they obscure reality. As Nagarjuna says, when afflictive emotions and their actions cease, there is liberation. Afflictive emotions arise from false conceptions. False conceptions here are exaggerated modes of thought that do not accord with the facts. Even if an object, an event, a person, or any other phenomenon has a slightly favorable aspect, once the object is mistakenly seen as existing totally from its own side, true and real, mental projection exaggerates its goodness beyond what it actually is, resulting in lust. The same happens with anger and hatred. This time, a negative factor is exaggerated, making the object seem to be 100% negative, the result being deep disturbance. Recently, a psychotherapist told me that when we generate anger, 90% of the ugliness of the object of our anger is due to our own exaggeration. This is very much in conformity with the Buddhist idea of how afflictive emotions arise.